Last Sunday, 3,000 cyclists participated in the 10th annual Tour de Bronx in New York City. Jeff London was one of them, and he sent us this report.
It was far too early on a Sunday morning and far too chilly, but there I was, outside the Bronx Municipal Courthouse, waiting for the Tour de Bronx to start. Borough President Adolfo Carrion stepped up to the microphone.
I want to know if there's anybody here from Brooklyn.
Well, I was one of them. I've lived in Brooklyn for over 20 years now, and with the exception of going to some Yankee games in the zoo, the Bronx is pretty much terra incognita for me. It's a place you go through to get somewhere else. So when I read that the Tour de Bronx was taking place last week, I was curious. What was the Bronx really like, from street level? I mean, let's face it, the Bronx has gotten a pretty bad rap over the years. Adolfo Carrion says the image of the Bronx as a place of urban decay is outdated.
What they remember of the Bronx is the Bronx of the movies of the 1970s and the gangs and the burning. That no longer exists. As a matter of fact, there is such investment and energy and newness in this borough. Every year we get an opportunity to showcase the Bronx to people who don't often get to see it up close.
Like me. I was primed to take a 40-mile ride through neighborhoods and parks I'd never visited before, and interested to meet some of the people who were taking the tour.
Have a great ride, folks!
And we were off, riding through the borough's municipal district, past oncoming traffic. For the first several miles, the Bronx was, well, the Bronx. But we got our first hint of the borough's revitalization when we rode past suburban-style ranch houses on Charlotte Street in a neighborhood otherwise surrounded by blocks of apartment buildings. I rode by a couple on a tandem bicycle decorated with brightly colored reflectors on the wheels and stuffed animals on the handlebars. Mike and Maria Zanakis have been doing the Tour de Bronx for 5 years.
We go all over the place, but this is one of our favorite rides. As a matter of fact, we had a baby this year together, and we haven't done much riding, but Maria was looking forward to this ride, and we made every effort to make it this year. And we were happy we did.
The baby next year.
Next year our baby will be with us.
You should take it right up to the bike.
I didn't see any babies, but there were lots of families with kids doing a shorter course. And kids cheering us on as we followed a route that hugged the Bronx's shoreline. We rode through tidy middle-class neighborhoods with lots of Halloween decorations and through the quiet expanse of St. Raymond's Cemetery on the edge of the Long Island Sound. We rode on bike paths in Pelham Bay Park through orange and russet fall foliage. I gotta say, I was really liking the Bronx. I met Bronx native Mick Garbarino at Orchard Beach.
You have the shore, you have City Island, also known as Bronx Tucket. It's actually not, but I'd love to have people calling it that.
City Island is one of New York's little secrets, kind of like a New England fishing village, but only a short bus ride away from the number 6 train. As the tour reached the northern edges of the Bronx, the topography shifted radically.
Here we are 30 miles into it, and they're giving us hills.
We rode up and down through another cemetery, Woodlawn, with obelisks and huge mausoleums in Greco-Roman, Egyptian, and Victorian styles. And
we're in a very picturesque, scenic part of the Bronx called Fieldston. And it also happens to have the singularly most difficult hills.
But you know, what goes up must come down. Zip past mansions in Riverdale, then up past luxury apartments near Spuyt and Duyvil, and down and up and down some more. One more hill and party! At the end of the ride, all 3,000 participants were treated to some live jazz and free pizza in the Bronx Botanical Garden. A teenaged boy, Irving, was splayed out on the lawn.
So what was your favorite part of the ride?
Going down the hills.
What was the toughest part of the ride?
Going up the hills.
It was fun to see all the different riders and their different rides. Folks in racing gear with sleek carbon bikes. Tattooed and pierced 20-somethings with beat-up 3-speeds. A group of guys with classic 50s Schwinn bikes, wildly souped up with polished chrome, furs, and Puerto Rican flags.
We hang, we rap, we live to ride, rap bullets!
Yeah!
And me? I live to ride in next year's Tour de Bronx. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.